So good evening. It's kind of windy out there, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? I think it's just wonderful. I'm not sure some of the trees don't think that, since I see part of their branches on the ground walking over here. I see a few new faces tonight, and so you may be surprised at the kind of formality of the beginning of the Dharma talk. We do attend to form, and tonight I'll be talking about attending to no form. So that'll be our little paradox for the evening. Also, I just want to recognize that there are three people here from my last trek in Nepal, one of whom is the person who's taken care of me on my five trips to Nepal and Tibet. So Tenzin Ba, thank you so much. He's the leader of the troop and makes sure that we're all safe. So it's wonderful. And Mitsui and Ida, it's wonderful to have you here too. Who else is here? Neil. Of course, Neil's a regular, so he doesn't really count. He's here often, at least once a week. So we are in the midst of a study period, of an intensive period of practice. We do it twice a year, take 3 months and really study something deeply. And so, in fact, this talk tonight is about the Platform Sutra, which is what we are studying at this time. If you don't have any background on the Platform Sutra, I encourage you to go on to our website and listen to some of the Dharma talks that have been given by myself and other teachers. There's about four or five talks on there that would give you some kind of a insight into different aspects of this sutra. Pretty much, I would say to you that it is a root text of Zen, and although it's called a sutra, it was it is said to be spoken by a Chinese master in the 7th century in China. So it's a kind of departure of Zen. It's kind of, as Zen emerges into the world, this is the sutra. This is the talks that he gave. These are the thoughts that were prevalent at the time that were attributed to him. And so we're studying those at this time. Wen Ning was said to be an ordinary person, a lay person who simply heard someone chanting the Diamond Sutra, Sutra of Emptiness, and was enlightened at that moment, was clear, could see the emptiness of all conditions as we see in the Heart Sutra. And he was illiterate. So it's so interesting that this tradition that finally became very literate was founded by one that was supposed to be illiterate. And the point being that all of us can attain this quality of knowing who we are. We don't have to be scholars or priests. An ordinary woodcutter like Wei Ning could see the truth of reality, could see himself clearly. So there's a lot in this sutra about the relationship between meditation and wisdom. There's a wonderful image that is talked about in one of the talks that you can hear on the site, but the relationship between a lamp and light. And the lamp is not light, but you need a lamp for light. And so we say meditation is like a lamp, but the light is the wisdom that is illuminated when we sit. It's a subtle point. It's about means and ends. When we sit zazen, when we come to a Dharma center and sit in order to be enlightened, we are practicing what Wei Ning called the gradual method. We are viewing our thoughts and trying to to achieve insight. That's why we're sitting. We're trying to achieve insight. Wei Ning says, however, if we sit because we recognize that we already have what we need, if that's the reason we sit, that's what he calls the sudden method. We are intrinsically awake if we can just get rid of these obscurations that come up. Innately, that's who we are. It's a different perspective. And you may notice or may remember that that's a core teaching of Dogen Zenji 600 years later in Japan. Practice and enlightenment are not two. The act of sitting is the actualization of the enlightened way. So we don't come here to the Village Zendo to gain wisdom or to gain compassion, but to actualize it, to embody it. Can you see the difference? And that's why we emphasize the word practice. Practice is not an end, is not a means. Practice is what we do. And that's why we say we practice it over and over again. Say, for example, I arrive at this endo here and I'm agitated, maybe worried about something, preoccupied. And I come in here and I cross my legs and I take a breath. When I'm taking that breath, I am expressing, actualizing the wisdom of the Dharma just in that breath. Doesn't have to be something so special. Just in that breath. And this is different from coming in, being agitated, sitting down and saying, okay, now I'm going to change me. I'm going to get it right. But just. That's why it's called the Dharma gate of ease and joy. Not the Dharma gate of beating yourself up. Which, you know, I do hear from time to time. Also, when I show up here, it's because I've agreed with myself that this is something I want to do. I just want to sit down and do my zazen, my seated mind. Zazen, seated mind, as an expression of the enlightening nature that I share with all of you. Enlightening, not enlightenment. A verb, not a noun. The activity of enlightening. It's a way of perceiving ourselves and the world. And no matter how much Buddha nature is in us, there are times when it is obscured. And in some, there's a lifetime when it is obscured. And it is such a blessing at such a time if for a moment we can remember to just stop. Come back to be intimate with ourselves in that moment. Just that. Come back to ourselves. So, for those of you who are studying the Platform Sutra, I've just given you some sense of how I understand Section 16. Section 17 has Wei Ning saying, "Good friends, in this teaching of mine, from ancient times up to the present, all have set up no thought as the main doctrine, non-form as the substance, and non-abiding as the basis." Listen, no thought, non-form, non-abiding. No, no, no. Does that sound spiritual? What is this negation? Non-form is, he says, this is from the sutra, non-form is to be separated from form even when associated with form. No thought is not to think even when involved in thought. And non-abiding is the original nature of humans. How do we understand that? In the midst of our daily lives, right here, amidst all the traffic outside and all the people that we care about and all the people that we don't care about, and the reality here in this place of these cushions and the incense and the formality of walking in, these are forms too. We can simultaneously enter thoroughly into that form. We walk down the street, please be in the form of paying attention to the traffic lights. Huh? And yet, also to recognize that there is no solid, non-changing substance there. But all of those forms are merely aspects of our lives right now. So we cooperate with and we're involved with no form, with formless reality, like the wind. I mean, that's strong. I can't see it. Or like the way the Hudson flows. What makes that Hudson flow in two directions like that? So what other people might be bound by, the form in this Zendo, I don't like this form, I'm not coming back. Or this city, I don't like New York City, it's too noisy. Or I love New York City, it's so noisy. Or the politics of the world. We don't have to be bound by these forms. Because we refuse to experience them as solid, permanent qualities. They are simply a kaleidoscope of potentiality, of possibility. All of it. The traffic, the poverty in the city can be changed. We don't have to accept those forms. That's the quality of non-abiding that he's talking about, the constantly changing nature of reality. You know, to really recognize the impermanence, that non-abiding quality of ourselves and others frees us from a powerful prison that we create moment by moment in our minds. So I think Wei Ning is really calling us to a real spacious, enlivened sense of reality. What if there was no thought, no form, and no permanence? Just a fertile moment. The unexplored. The spontaneous possibility. So, it's a little abstract, but it's really about our lives. And I want to circle back to this no thought because it's terribly important. What are we doing here on these cushions? Are we trying to blank ourselves out? Or are we trying to wake up? Aren't we here to encourage ourselves to live in a wholesome way so that we can serve life? And does that arise from blankness? Of course not. One of the good fortunes of having a lay practice center in New York City is that very few of you suffer from blankness. Most of you suffer from busyness, over-busyness. But I just want to make this point that that's not what we're after. Some sort of, you know, with our eyes rolled back in our head going around. That is not what Wei Ning was talking about or contemporary American Zen would be talking about. So we do count our breath. Why? Because we come in and it's chatter time in our mind. We need to count our breath so that we can calm our minds down, so that we can get in touch with a deeper layer of our being. And then we just sit and allow our Buddha nature to respond to what arises, moment to moment. And this is the no thought that he's talking about. We don't have to grasp enlightenment. We don't have to decide what's good or bad. Instead, we allow our inherent wisdom to surface. Now, it might be a little like what I read today. Right before I came over here, actually, in the sports section of the Times. Actually, I don't follow any sports or watch any sports, but I read the sports section of the best writers that there are, the most beautiful stories. I encourage you to read the sports section. So there was this wonderful one today. There's a 49er cornerback who said in a radio interview, "No, we don't got no gay people on our team. They've got to get up and get out here if they do. No, we don't got no gay people on the team. They've got to get up out of here if they do." This is what he said. The next day, he recanted what he'd said on this radio interview. He said, "The derogatory comments I made yesterday..." Let me finish. Because the point is in the next section, were a reflection of thoughts in my head, but they are not how I feel. Huh? We all know the PR person wrote the first part of that sentence. "The derogatory comments I made yesterday were a reflection of thoughts in my head, but they are not how I feel." And this is exactly what Wei Ning is getting at. Chris Culver distinguishes his thoughts from his no thoughts. When we're caught by our thoughts, this is the good, this is the bad, then we're stuck already. We have no freedom, no room for expression. You know, thoughts arise out of mind, and mind is here. Picture of mind in Chinese shell bone, you know, is a heart with little feelings, little streams of feelings falling out of it. Shin. And he just gets it perfectly. Thoughts in my head, not how I feel. That's no thought. So what might it like be for you tonight? Some of you are uncomfortable in your position. What we do here is I encourage you, you know, just to make a little gaucho to yourself, saying, okay, I'm going to change my position and then do that. Huh? Right now, you can do that. And when you're sitting here, what is it like, this no thought? Breathing in, the belly relaxes. The sounds outside dropped. The person next to us breathing dropped. Suffering, my suffering, dropped. My joy dropped. Where's that painful feeling coming from? Did I forget to call him? Onions cooking somewhere. Here, it's so alive, and life is so short. To actually live your life moment to moment. And now when we stand up and we get ready to leave and we're putting on our shoes, we're ready to actually take some action to serve the world. Just a kind look. Not some idea we have of the world, of the good and the bad, but what is really present. What is intimate to us at that moment. That's a very different form of meditation than telling yourself some inspiring phrases or scolding thoughts. A very different quality. It is an awakened quality that Wei Ning is encouraging in us. He says, people of the world, separate yourselves from views. Do not activate thoughts. If there were no thinking, then no thought would have no place to exist. No is the no of what? Thought means thinking of what? No is the separation from the dualism that produces the passions. No is the no of what? Isn't it our willingness to drop it all? To drop into our original spacious nature? Doesn't have a what to know? Let me end with an encouragement for you all. Old Wei Ning, with your no is the no of what, are you teasing us or saying something that's truly real? Let me try to open the no door to no nature and find myself.
Mm-hmm.